This is Oklahoma News from KOSU. I'm Ryan LaCroix. Governor Mary Fallon urged lawmakers to find compromise and steer clear of budgetary and legislative chaos in her final State of the State address at the Oklahoma Capitol today. As State Impact's Joe Wirtz reports, the speech laid out a number of Fallon's priorities for the legislative session.
Fallon said Oklahoma is sliding backwards and asked lawmakers to fix ongoing problems created by partisan political gridlock. She called on lawmakers to better fund education, give public school teachers a pay raise, and make criminal justice reforms. She asked legislators to consider the Step Up Oklahoma plan of tax increases and government reforms written by state business leaders.
Enough is enough. We can do better. We deserve better. Our children deserve better, too.
The applause at the end of Fallon's speech was interrupted by yelling from the visitors gallery. Protesters unfurled a banner calling Oklahoma a state of despair and shouted at Fallon. The governor booed in response. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
Meanwhile, House Democrats say the budget proposal laid out by the governor today falls short of what's needed to fix Oklahoma's recurring budget problems. State Impact's Emily Windler has more.
When Governor Fallon encouraged lawmakers to pass the Step Up Oklahoma plan in her speech, most Democrats did not clap. House Democratic leader Steve Copeland says the plan won't fix four-day school weeks, crumbling prisons, or many of the state's ongoing funding issues.
A drowning man will grab any lifeline, whether it's a good one or not. One has been thrown to us. We think it needs to be tweaked, and we think some true compromise needs to take place to change it.
The Step Up Oklahoma plan, which was written by Oklahoma business leaders, lays out a set of government reforms and tax increases. It calls for raising oil and gas taxes to 4% and increasing income taxes, among other things. House Democrats want to see oil and gas taxes at 5%, and they want top earners in the state to pay more income tax. For State Impact, I'm Emily Wendler.